Neuromarketing. As the 20th century began, advertisers turned to psychology to sway shoppers. By World War I's end, Sigmund Freud's influence led them to tap into emotions. Edward Bernays, seen as PR's pioneer, used psychology to shape public views. He connected products with causes, like portraying smoking Lucky Strikes as a symbol of women's freedom. In the late 1970s, psychologists like Daniel Kahneman, Amos Tversky, and Richard Thaler introduced behavioral economics. They explored how people make choices. Cognitive psychology, aided by technology, emerged, offering insights into mental processes. Neuromarketing, using brain tech for marketing, gained momentum in the new millennium. Want, needs. When it comes to hitting the stores, there's a big difference between doing the shopping as a chore and going shopping for fun. Think about it, scouring for that perfect find, admiring eye-catching displays, and soaking up the attention of eager salespeople can get your blood pumping. Believe it or not, scoring a great deal can trigger a physical response akin to winning a prize or even taking a hit of cocaine. Your heart races and your brain's frontal region kicks into high gear, showing signs of increased alertness. Shoppers often blur the line between what they want and what they need. When something catches their eye, it transforms into a must-have. Advertisers and marketers play a big role in boosting this desire. They use clever tactics to make you crave things even more. Understanding how they do this can help you make smarter choices when you shop. Make shoppers work for their purchases. Instead of just picking up items, engage in the thrill of the hunt. Dive into the chaos of packed racks and negotiate prices to truly earn your purchases. Create a scarcity, act fast. When an item is scarce, it adds urgency to your decision-making. Don't miss out. Buy now before it's gone. That's not all. Keep your eyes peeled for extra goodies. Retailers often sweeten the deal with bonus items or discounts, like buy one, get one free offers. Create a sense of inadequacy. Ever felt insecure about your breath or appearance? Many products promise solutions to common insecurities, offering a sense of relief and confidence. Price manipulations. Watch out for sneaky tactics. Sometimes sellers reduce the amount of product while keeping the price the same, or use pricing strategies like $2.99 instead of $3 to make it seem cheaper. Insights with neuromarketing techniques. Neuromarketers harness the power of science to delve into the minds of consumers. Instead of relying solely on what people say, they peek into the brain itself using tools like quantified electroencephalography, QEG, and functional magnetic resonance imaging, FMRI. In the past, marketers relied heavily on focus groups and surveys, but people often didn't tell the whole truth. They might have shaded their answers to fit in or look good. Neuromarketing bypasses this by directly observing brain activity and physical responses. Ever wondered how our brains respond to different activities? In 1971, Herbert Krugman delved into this mystery by observing brain waves while someone watched TV and read a magazine. The results were fascinating. When his assistant watched TV, her brain waves slowed down, resembling a state of relaxed daydreaming. But when she flipped through a magazine, her brain waves showed heightened alertness. Neuromarketing tools, like FMRI imaging, delve deep into the brain's activity to uncover how people react and feel about different things. By tracking blood flow in the brain and pinpointing activated areas, researchers gain valuable insights into consumer behavior. Although FMRI is pricey and requires participants to stay still in a scanner, other tools like eye-tracking devices, heart rate monitors, and psychological tests offer alternative ways to gather data. Your second brain. Ever heard of thinking with your stomach? It's not just a saying. While the usual way of thinking sees the brain as separate from the body, a newer approach called embodied cognition shows how the brain teams up with the body. Here's the kicker. Humans have two brains, one up top in the head and another down below in the stomach. It's called the enteric nervous system, ENS, and it's what handles business in your digestive tract, controlling how fast or slow you digest food to keep your body fueled up. Marketers have a powerful trick up their sleeves. They can shape how we shop by tweaking the things around us. Little things like how we sit, move, or what we see can change our mood and actions. Take chairs, for instance. A cozy one makes us more likely to say yes to a deal than a hard wooden one. Even simple gestures like a nod or a friendly pat can make us feel good and sway our choices. But it's not just about the physical stuff. Even how easy or hard something is to understand can affect what we buy. Stocks with easy names do better than those with tongue twisters. Fast and slow thinking. Ever wondered how your brain manages everyday decisions without you even realizing it? Well, it's all about shortcuts. Your brain uses what we call heuristics, or rules of thumb, to make quick decisions without putting in too much effort. It's like having a built-in cheat sheet that helps you save time and energy. When you're at the store, you might grab the same cereal you always do without even thinking about it. Or maybe you buy something just because your friends like it. These are all examples of your brain using shortcuts to make decisions on autopilot. First, there's System I, which is all about fast and impulsive thinking. It's what helps us move through the world quickly and efficiently, without getting bogged down in deep thought. Then, there's System R, which is slower and more rational. The brain sorts through objects, words, events, visual patterns, and different ideas, helping us make sense of new experiences and information. This process is vital for understanding and reacting to the world around us. Advertisers tap into this by categorizing their products in ways that make them easily recognizable. For instance, they might label a breakfast cereal as healthy or a dessert as indulgent. Customer experiences. When you step into a store, have you ever felt drawn to buy something you hadn't planned on? That's no accident. Both online and offline shops carefully design their spaces to influence your emotions and boost the chances you'll make a purchase. This strategy, called atmospherics, involves tweaking things like layout, lighting, colors, music, and even smells to make you feel a certain way. It's like setting the stage for a play, but instead of actors, the stars are the products on display. But it's not just about the physical environment. The people you interact with, like salespeople or staff, play a big role too. This aspect is known as humans. Companies like Disney take this seriously, training their staff to enhance your shopping experience at every turn. Companies like Starbucks and Nike go beyond just selling products. They tap into our emotions. Starbucks isn't just about coffee, it's about the whole experience. Nike doesn't just make clothes, it's about feeling strong and successful. And it starts young. Kids use brands to show who they are. When a brand connects with us emotionally, it can create lifelong loyalty. Every brand's goal is to become so ingrained in our minds that we never even think about buying from someone else. Brand loyalty with neuroscience insights. Branding experts employ various tactics to build strong brand loyalty. These include advertising, endorsements, sponsorships, public relations, and visual design. Neuroscience has revolutionized this field by providing deeper insights into consumer behavior. By analyzing how the brain responds to different stimuli like TV commercials, marketers can refine their strategies to evoke the most effective emotional reactions. Ultimately, a successful brand strategy relies on a strategic blend of images, words, and music. Thirsty? Drink Coca-Cola. In 1957, at a New Jersey drive-in theater, a sneaky experiment took place. For a fraction of a second, the words, thirsty, drink Coca-Cola, and hungry, eat popcorn, flashed on the screen. This tricky tactic, called subliminal advertising, caused quite a stir. People were rightfully worried that advertisers were messing with their minds without them even knowing it. Subliminal messages are messages that sneak into your brain without you realizing it. They're delivered so fast that you don't consciously catch them. You might think you see everything, but these messages slip by unnoticed, like when you blink and miss something in a movie. They hide messages within other images or sounds, like secret agents blending into a crowd. It's called inattentional blindness, when you miss something because you're focusing on something else. Neuromarketers sneakily influence your preferences using subliminal messaging that bypasses your awareness. Brands symbolize desirable traits, and through brand priming, they link these traits to behaviors they want you to adopt. For example, seeing McDonald's golden arches can make you eat faster, showing how powerful these tactics can be in shaping our actions. Understand TV influence. In the U.S., people spend about 7 hours each day watching TV, while in the UK, it's around 4.5 hours. American kids aged 8 to 13 watch TV for about 3.5 hours daily. Surprisingly, they can recognize logos at just 1.5 years old and start asking for branded products by age 3. Advertisers invest a lot in making and showing ads to capture this young audience. They even use a fancy technique called neuromarketing to check if their ads work. Research reveals that people don't have to pay full attention to ads for them to affect behavior. Ever notice those ads with babies, cute puppies, or famous faces? They're not just there for show. Advertisers play with your feelings without you even realizing it. They aim to hit you where it counts, making their message something you care about, something that's happening around you, and something that makes you feel good. They don't just show you something once and hope it sticks. Nope, they repeat it over and over again. It might bug you, but it works like a charm. Repetition doesn't just help you remember, it makes you feel cozy with a brand, like an old friend. Personalized marketing at your fingertips. Your smartphone is leveling up. Soon, it'll get what you're feeling and tailor ads just for you. Imagine this. If you're feeling worn out, your phone might suggest a pick-me-up, like a coffee from the closest Starbucks. This new digital marketing, dubbed Solimo, for its focus on social, local, and mobile aspects, figures out where you are so ads can hit the bullseye with offers. Advertisers who know where you are and what you're up to can create ads that hit the spot. And because people carry their phones everywhere, marketers can send spot-on messages when you need them most. Shortly, computers will use algorithms to generate personalized messages for consumers. This is possible because companies like Google, Amazon, Facebook, and Twitter collect vast amounts of information about users. They create detailed profiles, allowing advertisers to tailor campaigns to match users' preferences without them even realizing it. Amazon is a prime example of this, as it customizes marketing based on users' interests. These tailored messages evoke genuine emotional responses, creating a strong bond between people and brands. Users may even mistake this connection for their own opinion rather than a commercial message.